Blog Talk Radio.
There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. Sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new.
Because I'm brand new. Brand new day, brand new me, brand new you, brand new mercies. Every day prepared for us. We have a lot to be praising God for. Praise the Lamb of God. Already my, what's his name? Robert Darrell is in the queue today. Prophet Darrell, how are you, sir?
I'm fabulous, Apostle. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantabulous, man. Just came back from the doctor a little while ago. Got all he thought was wrong, he was wrong about. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So he went down his chart of just ruling out this, that, this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God, and found out that they had administered the wrong medication to me. Which I stopped taking on my own because I got a little wisdom, you know what I mean. Praise the Lamb. So they popping everything right for me now, and I am off and running. Good to hear your voice, man of God. Did you all get some more snow over there? I hate to say if you all did. I feel sorry for you.
No, that's that spirit you're throwing over here. That's what that is.
I'm trying to be as friendly as I can today, Prophet Dale, to make sure that all is well with you and that you have a wonderful Brave Dilemma day today, because there's no snow in the Chicago area. And I know you're just happy, you know, about all that the Lord is doing for you, the goodness of God that's over you. Yes, Lord. And, we just praise God for you today. But I don't want you to have any hardship, praise God, about the weather, its conditions, and things of that nature. But looky here, everybody's coming in queue. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank God for each of you, our intercessors and stuff, that's jumping on board today. Today is Word Thursday, and we definitely praise the Lamb of God. Are excited about the Word of God today. Oh, my goodness. We're going to talk about the prophet Joel in a little while, so you can get on the ring of bling a blang, blang, bam, and tell your friends and your neighbors and shake the tree and let them know, praise the Lamb of God, that we will be discussing the prophet Joel. Joel has so much, praise the Lamb of God, in his three chapters until it is just off the Richter scale how we should be paying attention to that little book right now, praise the Lamb of God, as we approaching the end times and, you know, even the more, praise God. Hallelujah. I love you, you and you, praise the Lamb, all of my spiritual children. We love you today with the love of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for all that you do and support. We just love you. Praise the Lamb of God. Our intercessors, God bless each of you for all that you do. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, sometimes, Prophet Dale, you got to tighten up the ship so that the ship can run right. Praise the Lamb of God. And nobody likes it, but the ship has to be tightened up. And we just make adjustments to make sure that our hearts and minds stay in the flow of God, praise of God, and we don't let another spirit ease in on us, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to our prayer life and the intercessory ministry here at PSM, praise the Lamb of God. I love everybody. I don't have a problem with nobody. I'm happy with everybody because I'm happy with God. Hallelujah. And I know that the Lord is doing great things for us in this time and in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right. Prophet Daryl, I tell you this, man of God. We asked the people to get their pastors on today. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to see if one pastor going to come on today. Just one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, we've been telling them for a whole week, get their pastors on. We was going to make today Word Thursday for our pastors today. Now we're going to see just what they didn't put down. Praise the Lord. All right, here's somebody in queue. Erico 586, your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, Apostle. Good afternoon, Prophet Chandler. This is Althea.
Well, good afternoon. Good to have you here with us in queue today. Praise the Lamb of God. Intercessor, I hope all is well with you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey, good to have you here, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Matter of fact, we're warming up the pot right now for our intercessory ministry to go forth. Praise the Lamb, and just get us kicked right in here so that we can move forward with prophetic unctions and things of that nature as the Lord will deliver them to us. We know that our God, my God, certainly is a great God today. We know that there's nothing he can't do. God, oh yes, there's nothing he can't do. Praise the Lamb of God. And we also know that those of you who are sick, behind penal institution walls, convalescent homes, that our God is looking at you right now. Those of you who are bereaved, hallelujah, earth still has no sorrow. Heaven cannot minister to, that heaven cannot deliver, that heaven cannot heal. He bore our sorrows. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He carried away our grief and our sorrows, praise the Lamb of God, and tacked them to the cross. There is, praise the Lamb of God, a level of peace even in the midst of death when it comes down to your relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon me. So we give you the peace of Jesus Christ today. Those of you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, struggling, need a job, searching for jobs, I want you to know that door is being opened for you right now. Hallelujah. That door is being opened for you right now so that you can walk through, praise the Lamb of God, and hold your head up and walk with integrity again. Praise the Lamb of God as the Lord make ways out of no ways for you. We're going to ask our daughter to prepare to come now. Hallelujah. And pray for us and pray for you. Yes, sir. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, daughter. Lead us to the throne now.
Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God, as we bow our heads before you, Father God, and ask for our forgiveness in Jesus' name, Father God, we lift up our fellow brothers and sisters, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Father God, we lift up the sick, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to pour your spirit of healing upon them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, touching every person, every man, every woman, Father God, in their nursing homes, Father God. Hallelujah. We ask you to ignite your spirit, Father God, in their caregivers, Father God, and their doctors and nurses, Father God. We ask you to bless the medicine, Father God, that is given to them, Father God. We ask you to take away the pain, Father God, and the sorrow and the hurt and disappointments, Father God, out of them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, because you stated, my Lord and Savior, with the power of your word, Father God, with the belief of God, Father God, and with no doubt in our heart, Father God, the things that we speak, Father God, shall manifest before our eyes, Father God. So, Father God, we ask you to pour your spirit over every person that is sick, Father God, every person that is in need of healing, Father God, if it's spiritual or natural, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up every person in convalescent home, Father God. We lift up every person in a prison home, Father God. We ask you to ignite their hearts and their soul, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God. That they'll turn from their sins, Father God. That their mind no longer control their spirit, but the spirit man will control their mind, Father God. That they'll seek you, Father God. Look for your word and your grace and your favor, Father God. That you'll keep them lifted up high, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, Father God. That there is no other way but your way, Father God. Your way is guaranteed, Father God. Hallelujah. Your way carries no sorrow, no pain, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, because you are just God. Hallelujah. You always keep your wings over our heads, Father God. Protected from the wiles of the enemy, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. So we lift up PSMI before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to bless it, Father God. Put everything in there that you need, Father God. All the right minds, all the right spirits, Father God. To bring forth the laborers that you need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, Father God. Continue lifting up our man of God, hallelujah, your apostle Shakespeare, Father God. Continue bringing him higher in you, Father God, and deeper in you, Father God. Continue giving him new tongues, Father God, and new visions and dreams, Father God, new strategies, Father God. We lift up our prophet Sanders as well, Father God, and prophet Bertha, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Continue fine-tuning them, Father God. Continue polishing them, Father God. Continue giving them revelation knowledge, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God. Pour your spirit over each and every person, Father God, not just in the staff, Father God, but every person that's listening, Father God, every person that's seeking you, Father God, seeking your word and your wisdom, your understanding, your knowledge, Father God. We ask you healing upon their minds, their soul, and their body, Father God. We ask you to have your way, Father God, and let your spirit shine through us, Father God, through your great and your mighty, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl is on with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank God for his friendship, kinship, and the relationship that we share. Praise God. Not just over the airways, but in ministry as a whole and how his thoughts, praise the Lamb of God, are in line with the same theology that I preach and teach. And I thank God that the Lord leads him at times in special ways to do things, praise the Lamb of God. And today he's going to come and lead us in prayer also, praise the Lamb of God, as the Holy Spirit leads him. Prophetic praying is praying when you're prompted, when you're instructed, and revelation has come to you about what to pray for. Hallelujah. And God gives you that. That's prophetic praying at its best. We're going to ask Prophet Darrell to come now, praise the Lamb of God, and lead us to the throne of grace. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for another sunrise, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to even wake up clothing in our right minds with the activity of our hands, God. God, we thank you for health. We thank you for life, health, and strength on today, Lord God. God, we thank you for refreshing us on today, Lord God. God, we thank you for grace and mercy on today, oh God. God, we thank you for a new day of mercy on today. God, we thank you for watch over us all night long. God, you
thank
didn't let
you,
a fire break out, and you didn't let a robber break in. And for this reason, God, we thank you. God, we thank you for everything that you have done in this season for us, oh God. God, we thank you for what's to come in this season, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. God, for you told us in your word, oh God, that this is the season that you will pour out your gift and your spirit upon all flesh, God. And God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you for your prophetic word on today, Lord God. God, we thank you for the message on today, Lord God. God, we thank you for the preach word that's going to go forth on the line today, oh God. God, we ask you to touch the men and women of God in Jesus' mighty name. God, come on through the show, oh God. Have your way around today, oh God. Germinate it with your glory. Allow it to be effective on today, Lord God, that someone will be rising through, Lord God, and that we hear the saints going forth in the name of Jesus. And God, we know you can today, Lord God. God, we know you can do exceedingly abundant above all more than we can ask or ever think. Germinate
yes,
the hearts of the men and women of God. Infect the men and women of God with your power.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. God, move by your power, God. In the name of Elohim, Yeshua, Yahweh, God. Have your way today, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Touch the intercessors, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. God, do it for your glory, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Touch every last one of them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Give them the prophetic prayer for prayer, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. But you declared in your word, oh God, when we begin to get on one accord, you said, God, you will be in the midst of us. God, you said when there was two or three were gathered together in your name. God, you said you will be in the midst. God, you said it in your word. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. And God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the intercessor. God, we ask you to cover them with your blood. In Jesus' mighty name, give them what to pray. Give them when to pray, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, have your way, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, continue to look on the prophet today. Keep them covered with your blood. Keep the head of the around his family. In Jesus' mighty name, devil, you are an intruder, and we command you to get out of the lives and out of the minds of God's people. Give us the weapons.
Yes,
in Jesus' mighty name, we command you by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. We put you up under rest right now. We preach you in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. Come out, come up and out the minds of the people of God. In Jesus' mighty name, God, don't let no flesh glory today. But God, let your word come forth with power. Let it come forth with clarity. Let it come forth with deliverance. Let it come forth with healing. In Jesus' mighty name, have your way today, God. Have your way today, oh God. Have your way tonight, God. In Jesus' mighty name, have your way in our lives, oh God. Right now. We thank you now, Father. We thank you. We praise you now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise and we give you the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. And amen.
My. In Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. My God, my God. praying up in here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see you in queue, granddaughter Shatwan is here. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank and praise God for her presence also here on the show. And she'll be coming praying for us to saturate the ground. Praise the Lamb of God. I am so indeed happy. Praise the Lamb of God for many of you that's plugging in right now. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And we're going to make sure, praise the Lamb, that today that we pray for some pastors today, that we pray, praise the Lamb of God. If you have prayer requests for your pastors, you can make it known today what that is, that you want us to pray for your pastor, praise the Lamb of God, your shepherd, the person that leads your life. We're turning our attention, praise the Lamb of God, and our hearts to them today. Hallelujah. I say all the time, I pray that I can assist ministries as I teach, praise the Lamb of God, and as I share prophetically, that I can help build up the house of God and not tear it down. That's not my objective. My objective is to encourage, to enlighten, to inspire, to edify, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the believers in this day and time, and that their place and position in the local church may be sure, praise the Lamb of God, and that they may hold fast to it so that, praise the Lamb of God, they can be all that God would have them to be in this season. That's of vital importance to me. Hallelujah. That's of vital importance that you be all you can be for God in this season that we're living in this last and evil day. Prayer, we're living in perilous times, praise the Lamb of God, and no one wants to talk about it, but it's definitely true. We're living in perilous times. Hallelujah. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, nothing is going to uphold us and keep us but the very word of God. Nothing is going to keep us inspired but prayer and intercession. Nothing is going to keep us together but fellowshipping one with another, building one another up as the Lord has commanded us to, run into the holy place. Hallelujah. As we see the day of the Lord drawing near. That's what it's going to take, praise the Lamb of God, in this season, in this hour, in this day. And I believe, praise the Lamb of God, that if the saints pray, hallelujah, that the hand of God would be moved. I believe, praise the Lamb of God, if the saints bow and cry out to God, that the Lord will hear and he will come near and he will kill, praise the Lamb of God, and bless our land. I believe it, and no one can take that belief from me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, boy, oh boy, we want to talk about today. Hallelujah. We'll jump right into this subject matter. Tell them the prophet is about to teach. Prophet is about to teach. Ding dong, ding dong. Prophet is about to teach. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to get ready for the teachings today. We're going to be teaching today, praise the Lamb of God, on the prophet Joel, or Joel, however you pronounce his name. Joel, Joel, let me get my stuff together here. Here we go. Yeah. It's teaching time, praise the Lamb of God. And right over that is the ding-ding button, praise the Lord. So we want to make sure, hallelujah, that your attention cap is on as we talk about this today. I want to first of all say that this small piece of work that Joel wrote, praise the Lamb of God, here in the third chapter, in the Old Testament, he only wrote three chapters, praise the Lamb of God. But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. This is one powerful little book, praise the Lamb of God. We talk about major and minor prophets. I want to tell you this, Lamb of God. He was a minor prophet with a major message. Praise the Lamb. He was a minor prophet with a major message. Again, the thing that qualify major and minors are the quantity of the writing, the bulk of writing of their book. Isaiah is a major prophet because, praise the Lamb of God, he got 66 chapters, praise the Lamb of God, in his book, not because of the dynamic of his message. It's only because of the bulk of writing that they are called minor and major. So we need to understand that, praise the Lamb of God. We're no big prophet, little prophet, praise the Lamb of God. If you carry the message of God, you are major any kind of way you see it, if God is speaking to you. So we want to bring that out and make that clear to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The next thing is that this man's name means the Lord Jehovah is God. Hallelujah. His name alone means and signifies that the Lord Jehovah is God. Praise the Lamb of God. And as he writes concerning the day of the Lord, that's the theme of his book, is the day of the Lord. This prophet comes on the scene, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and he has a message that is to deliver, praise the Lamb of God, to the men and all of the inhabitants of the land. And it's given in a strange way, because God says to him to tell the fathers and tell the men to tell their children and let them tell their children and let them tell their children's children and another generation. So we see, praise the Lamb of God, that what God is delivering through this a minor prophet with the major message is, in fact, praise the Lamb of God, something that is going to take place through time, that is not a instamatic word, praise the Lamb of God, for the time and day that Joel lived in, even though the ball would start rolling then, but that this is an end-time word for generations to come, it says, for another generation. All of this lays out, and we see the scope of this man's prophecy as it's coming forth by the Lord. Now, what we must understand about Joel is his sensitivity to God to be able to receive the message of God and deliver that message in the day and time that he delivered, praise the Lamb of God. Joel speaks to the populace. He's not a politician. He's not in the king's court. Matter of fact, when you read the book of Joel, you're not going to even find a king's name listed in his book. It's not, you know, most of them in the year King Uzziah died, or a king Jehoiakim, or Jeroboam. It lets you know the date of writing and the function of the prophetic voice due to who the king was. But the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, blots this out. He doesn't even want that known, praise the Lamb of God, because of the time span. I believe that this major message covers. It covers all the way to the end time and the return of Jesus Christ. So it wasn't for no particular king at no particular time. It spills out onto all flesh. So it wasn't for no one nation. It spills out on all flesh. It talks about, praise the Lamb of God, the battle of Armageddon, when all the kings of the earth shall come together and do battle. Praise the Lamb of God. It talks about all that kind of stuff, which surpasses the norm, if you would, or surpasses the operation of the average prophet's spectrum or field of reach. This man has no boundaries, praise the Lamb of God. And who he's talking to? Praise the Lamb of God. He's talking to saints, and he's talking to heathens. Hallelujah. All at the same time. Praise the Lamb of God. So this is a book that we really need to take note of. praise the Lamb of God, and try to gain some type of prophetic understanding, because it touches our lives even today. Note the fact that not only his sensitivity to God, his sincerity, but his strength to deliver such a message in his day and time. He delivers a very, very stern and powerful word, praise the Lamb of God, concerning destruction, concerning famine, concerning poverty, and concerning apostasy, the falling away from the faith, concerning the condition of the hearts and minds of men, praise the Lamb of God. And then he turns around and shows the raw mercies of God. Hallelujah. In other words, he allows them to see, praise the Lamb of God, that the desolation that was about to come upon them from the locusts, the caterpillars, the canker worm and the palmer worm, et cetera, that all of this that was about to come upon the land, praise the Lamb of God, and the earth, the then known earth, was due to man, praise the Lamb of God. It was due to the hearts of men and their idolatry, their cultish practices, praise the Lamb of God, and their turning away from a God that loved them. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you this, Lamb of God, hallelujah, that many of us, praise the Lamb of God, do not recognize that that's why we just coming out of a recession now. This recession was a God recession.
Amen.
God announced this recession, that it was coming. Praise the Lamb of God. God announced that it was going to be lack. God announced it when the government didn't see it. God announced it. When all was well, God announced it, that this was coming. Praise the Lamb of God. And God does that to turn the hearts of his people. Praise the Lamb of God. He turned that so that he can bring us into a place of contriteness. He can bring us to a place of humility. And he can bring us back to him, back in fellowship in his good graces. We learned yesterday through the love of God, hallelujah, through Hosea, how much God really loves us. Praise the Lamb of God. How much God will sacrifice in order to keep us, to win us, and to win us back. Now the Lord is showing, praise the Lamb of God, that he can get frustrated. God is showing he can get wounded to the extent, praise the Lamb of God, that he become offensive, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, at his people because of the fact no one is hearing. No one's heart is set right when it comes down to their relationship with God. So God comes back, praise the Lamb of God, and he sends destruction on the land. He sends, praise the Lamb of God, natural catastrophic events, hello light bulbs, praise the Lamb of God, that will cause our eyes to open. Hello light bulbs. And that's what he did in Joel's time and thereafter, and that's what he's doing today. God is allowing the atmospheric disturbances to work havoc in our lives. Hallelujah. The loss of millions and billions of dollars just from snow falling on the ground. And flights can't get out. God can bash you up and stop you in your tracks in a moment's time. He knows what make your wheels turn, and he know how to stop them. And God did this in their day and time, praise the Lamb of God, and announced this, and sure enough, praise the Lamb of God, famine came upon the land. When you see these levels, the locusts, praise the Lamb of God. Now, we know when locusts come, boy, a swarm of locusts, they go eat up all vegetation. And then what the locusts leave, praise the Lamb of God, the caterpillar and the cankerworm and the palmer worm will devour what they leave, praise the Lamb of God. And we know, praise the Lamb of God, that just like rain, just like snow or anything else that God said eventually is coming in your house. God afflicted the people, praise the Lamb of God, with these pestilence. It brought sickness. It brought disease and all of that kind of stuff because that's the kind of atmosphere that locusts and hoppergrass and stuff breed in. They breed in hot weather. They breed in unpleasant conditions, praise the Lamb of God. And when they come, it's usually, you want me to tell you something? I'm feeling this because God has spoken already about the summer that's coming, praise the Lamb of God, and how hot it's going to be. Hallelujah. That unpleasant heat brings all types of bugs and pestilence, praise the Lamb of God, upon our land. Mosquitoes, malaria, all kinds of fevers and things of this nature, praise the Lamb of God, do that intense heat and other problems start surfacing, praise the Lamb of God, all because people have turned their heart from God. Hallelujah. And God is crying out in the catastrophic event. He's crying out saying, return to me. He's crying out saying, come. He's crying out saying, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, though they be like crimson. He's crying out saying, come unto me, praise the Lamb of God. So God is going to need some bold soldiers in this season. Hello, somebody.
Yes, sir.
God is going to need some people whose face is going to be like flint. That means hard as a stone. God is going to need some people who are going to cry out and spare not. No sugarcoating. Hello, light bulbs. I know y'all don't like
Amen.
This kind of teaching here.
Love it.
God's going to need some people who know their God and know God has spoken to them. Know God has sent them with a word in their mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when God sends you with a word, he backs you up with a work. He works signs and wonders and miracles. Hallelujah. On your behalf. When he sends you with a word. So you're going to have to know your God, Lamb of God. You're going to have to recognize this watered-down gospel we've been preaching. It's time for it to go now. We need some. My meditation this morning said just a couple of words. You must be born again. That's all my meditation.
Amen.
You must be born again. And when it said that, what I saw in that was no options. There's no option. You must be. No compromise. You must be.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's no shucking and jiving. There's no gray areas. There's no room for compromise.
Amen.
Then it says, born again. In other words, if you're in church and a change has not come, you have not been born again.
Jesus.
All right. A lot of people that don't like the way I teach the Bible because we teach it so easy. Just come. All you got to do is believe. And belief means I believe to the extent that I'm changed. So, like, Bub, I believe enough to fear God and turn away from my sin. I believe enough, praise the Lamb of God, that it has changed my heart and changed my mind and changed my walk and changed my conversation. Not this come as you are, do as you want to do believer that we have today. God has been to raise up some people who are going to cry like Joel. Who are going to cry like Joel. That the hour has come, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for true repentance to take place, a true turning away, hallelujah, a true turning away from Satan, from sin, from selfishness, a true turning away from doing what we want to do without the release of God to do it, hallelujah.
Amen.
Doing things in the house, even, that God has not commissioned us as though it's our house, as though they're our people. Hallelujah. And we as leaders are going to have to come back to the knee way to pray and say, Lord, what will you have me to do? Seeing this is yours, seeing you suffered and you died for them. God's going to need a new breed out here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen, Jesus.
Joel's message is so penetrating. Praise the Lamb of God. When you read these three chapters, it's like you can't stop reading till you finish, because he is dissecting this thing down, praise the Lamb of God, as he dealt with the locusts, and then he goes to starvation and drought. Praise the Lamb of God. He started talking to them about starvation and a drought, praise the Lamb of God. And there's a lack of water, praise the Lamb. Let me tell you something. Anytime there is a drought, praise the Lamb of God, there's going to be a lack of the Word of God in some places. Hallelujah. That's really the reason for the drought, because the Word of God is not really going forth. Hello, light bulbs. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. That's because the Word of God is not really going forth, and that's why the drought comes. That's why the starvation comes. God does in the physical what is in the natural, rather, what is happening in the spiritual. So it is in the spirit, so it is in the natural.
Hmm.
Oh, light bulbs. So when we
Amen.
Are starving and hungering for the Word of God, God shuts down. He said, you can't eat my word. I'm not going to let you eat food on the earth. He knows how to bring you to your knees till you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but by his word.
That proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Now, I know that's unadulterated right there. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We don't live by bread alone, but we do live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And if you're not hungering for the Word of God, if you're not hungering for the Word of God, if you're not thirsty for the word, if you're not hungering after his righteousness, if you're not pressing on the door of God to get into his presence one more time to feel the fires and the tranquility of his spirit and to hear his voice give you direction, I feel sorry for you, because you're going to be in a drought.
Mm.
Hello, light bulb. Hello,
Lamb.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Woo! Hey, God. Boy, I tell you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Then the Lord says, after I allow this to come upon you, then I'm going to send invasions. I'm going to send other countries. I'm going to send terrorists. I'm going to send trouble on the home front, praise the Lamb of God, like you ain't never seen it before. I'm going to send people with all types of weaponry and things of this nature to come and tear you up. We don't understand the severity of where our nation has plunged to in walking away from God and in walking away from being a Christian land. We just don't understand.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We've never seen tanks rolling down the streets of Chicago and Detroit and New York. We've never seen tanks and men with hundreds and thousands of men with guns marching down our street doing battle with another country that has invaded our country.
Jesus.
America ain't saw that.
No.
Hello, light bulbs.
Teach it in the raw, apostle. Teach it.
But God says in his word, I can make that happen. Praise the Lamb of God. And you know if he did it to Israel, he'll do it to us.
Yes.
He did it to Abraham's seed, he'll do it to us.
Hmm.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
That's why the Bible said in the last days, one of the signs going to be when you hear wars and rumors of wars. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This prophet had a major message. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A major message to them. And the message to them, praise the Lamb of God, flowed out of a pure cistern, flowed out of a pure fountain as he preached repentance to them and prophesied to them, only repent and avert your invasion. If you can, we got to watch this now. God sends all of this stuff to make us repent so he won't have to kill us. I wish somebody would see this.
Yes.
All the stuff that God sent, the canker worm, the palmer worm, the grasshopper,
right,
the locust,
mm-hmm,
all of that starvation, God sent that so their hearts would cry out to him.
Right.
But when he sends the heathens in on you, when he allow another country to come in on you, they come in to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
And you need to read this, praise the Lamb of God. You need to read this. His cry to them was, if you repent, God will turn the heart of your enemy.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. So he told them, sound the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify. Call a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children. And those even that's nursing their children.
Ooh.
Let the bridegroom go forth from his chamber and the bride out of her room. Let the priests and the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar.
Teach
them. And let them say, spare the people, O Lord, and give not our heritage to reproach, that the heathen nations should rule over us. Why should they say among the people, where is your God? Okay. Nobody want to hear Shakespeare today.
Come on and write
okay.
the Bible. Come on and write the Bible.
Okay.
Yes. This is a warning.
Okay. That's That's the bottom of the barrel. That's the bottom of the barrel. He cries out for a solemn assembly. God says, I'll make it so bad until even the priests will be crying. I have the priests crying in the house of God because there's no drink offering and no meal offering. That means they can't eat and drink. You read this right there in the Bible. I'll make them moan and groan until they cry out to me with a sincere heart, until they do right by me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We got all these little chicken fasts going on and all these little people go, I'm giving this up for Lent and I'm giving that up for Lent. It means nothing.
Right.
Hello, somebody.
That's true, Apostle.
Give up sin forever. I ain't going to drink during Lent. So, and who you doing a favor? You think you're doing God
exactly.
a favor?
Yes.
I ain't going to smoke during Lent. You doing God a favor? You think God jumping up happy? Ooh, she ain't going to smoke for 40 days. But after that, she gonna pollute that temple.
Exactly. Pick up the sin again.
What kind of foolishness is that?
Yes. Thank you.
What kind of foolishness is that?
Thank you.
And if you read Isaiah, boy, y'all know when we get to Isaiah, we're going to be in a whole lot of trouble. When you read Isaiah 58, the Lord asked him, is this the fast I call? That a man will afflict himself and do all of this and do it. And at the same time, you having parties, you going to work, you interacting,
mm-hmm.
you doing business. Ain't nothing changed.
Right.
You on a diet. That's what God says. You are on a diet. That's the fast that I call. Because when God calls a fast, he calls you away from everything else that you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to submit to you that the majority of the body of Christ have never went on a true fast. When Jesus fasted, he fasted 40 days.
Yes.
Where was he at? Wilderness. He wasn't working. He wasn't getting around people every day doing hee-hawing and laughing and joking and sitting around.
Nope,
and then every
diet.
Time they get the chance, I can't eat that. I'm fasting. I can't eat that. I gave that up for Lent. That's not what a fast is. A fast is shutting it down, baby. A fast is cutting off the phone and the television.
Okay.
A fast is shutting down the people.
Yep.
A fast is going in your secret closet and stay up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs. So when
That's
you
good,
fast,
man.
How many hours have you spent in prayer across the day? How many hours
right.
have you spent in the Word? Oh, not much. Well, then you just on a diet.
Exactly.
Okay. See,
you teach us some good stuff, Apostle.
That goes for the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For everybody.
That's
if you fasting and still going up in the gym, working out, that's fleshly.
Yeah.
You still going and doing everything. Your ain't nothing changed. Your routine the same. You are not fasting.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hello, light bulbs.
Thank you, Lord.
When you fast, people
Thank
don't see you. They be asking, where's she at?
That's
Where
right.
nobody saw her. Hello, light bulbs.
Hello.
When you really fast.
Yes.
They be looking for you. I called a phone, and I called 3 days straight, and it's going straight to voicemail. Let me tell you what we need to do. We need to give up some people for Lent. That's what you need to do.
Ooh-wee, say that again.
That's true, Apostle.
You want to give up something for Lent, you need to give up some people. Need to give up some fellowshipping.
Woo-wee.
And seek the face of God. Hallelujah. So he calls the fast. I got to get out of here. I want to give us a good hour of prophetic. Praise the Lamb. He calls the fast. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He begs with them that deliverance is promised if the people repent. He tells them, he said, if y'all repent, then the Lord will be jealous for his land and he will pity his people. Now this fellow here, Joel, Prophet Joel, really has a major message that's complete in components. Praise the Lamb of God. From describing the condition all the way to giving you the remedy of how to come out of this. He ain't just condemning them. He's giving them a way out. He shows that if you repent, he'll become jealous of the land that he gave you. He'll give you your land back.
Jesus.
That's what restoration is about. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But watch this now. Before God promises restoration of homes and all of that kind of stuff, and let me tell you what he does. He promises the restoration of his spirit. Now, you read the chronological order of this. It's laid out so beautiful. God says to them, praise the Lamb of God, in chapter 2, hallelujah. In chapter 2, he says, if you repent, if you turn to me, I'm going to deliver you. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. And the conker worm and the palmer worm and all the rest of the worms, I'll restore that. He said, and you shall know that I am in the midst of you, and that I'm the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Then he says, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Jesus.
That's where that come in at. Praise the Lamb of God. After there is a repentance party, after we have returned to the Lord, that's why this famine came upon us. And it didn't just come upon us, it came upon the whole earth. The recession we coming out of now came upon the whole earth.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
This wasn't an America recession. This was an earth recession.
Yes. Yes, it was.
So now, God is saying, I'm ready to restore. And you want me to tell you something? This is blowing me away, Prophet Darrell. This is blowing me away. Bertha, y'all, this is blowing me away because when God gave the prophecies on the page to us, when he started talking about restoring and blessing us, he started talking about his spirit at the same time. Interchangeably, he started talking about the restoration of his spirit so that signs and wonders could take place. So that people could be converted unto him. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
You see that in the prophecies. Because God is a God of order and he changed not. The same order is in the prophecies. The same order is in the prophecies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look what he says. Look what he says. He said, I'm going to pour my spirit out on all flesh. Your sons and daughters going to prophesy. Your young men, visions. Your old men, dreams. And even on your handmaids, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon them. He gives us this whole thing. And then he says, after that, that the coming of the Lord comes behind this outpouring. I wish y'all would hear me today. Oh, my God, y'all ain't listening.
Y'all ain't listening. All right, now.
God says, behind me pouring out of my spirit is right here in the word.
Yeah.
Behind me pouring out of my spirit on all flesh, and all this prophecy and stuff going forth, all these miracles and signs and wonders and restoration going forth, the Lord says, behold, I come quick.
And my reward.
And my reward is in my hand.
Amen.
You better read Joel. Mm-hmm. Right behind that, he talks about, and I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire, pillars of smoke. Mm-hmm. The sun will turn into darkness, the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
It's right there in your Bible.
Yeah.
Shakespeare didn't write it.
Teach us, apostle. Teach us.
Then he talks about the restoration of Israel, which is just the same format that's laid out in the book of Revelation, that he's going to restore Israel, that the temple is going to be rebuilt, that he's going to return to the temple, and that he's going to reign there. It's right there in the book of Revelation. He said, then again, he's going to bring the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem into remembrance. And he's going to remember the heathen nations, the Gentiles, that mistreated his people. Is not that what they crying up under the altar in the book of Revelation? Lord, how long before you avenge our blood? How long, Lord?
Jesus.
The Lord said, wait a while. Until the rest of your brothers and the prophets that shall be martyred shall come in. But they will be avenged. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I know. Woo! Then in the end, he deals with the final restoration and the full kingdom blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. The restoration of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
In the earth realm. And John said, I saw New Jerusalem coming down from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her groom. Hallelujah. I saw it coming down to the earth, not us going up to it. It came down to us. Hallelujah. And the doors never close. The gates of the city. Hallelujah. 12 gates. My
Amen.
God in heaven. This man had the end time message for right now. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm saying to you, people of God, that God is going to utilize many of you, many of your children and your grandchildren to usher in his return. Because the time is at hand. Hallelujah. This word today just opens our eyes to see how close the end really is. How close it really is. There's upheaval in the Ukraine. Russia is making its moves. All the kings of the earth are sitting back, playing politics on who should they back and who shouldn't they back. Israel on the other side saying, ain't none our business. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. When all the kings of the earth go to battle, that's a world war.
Yes.
That's World War III. When all the kings of the earth go to battle, praise the Lamb of God, the end is coming. And they keep boiling that pot with nuclear devices and all, and breaking treaties and things of that nature. And moving now to like they don't care about sanctions or covenants that they made or anything of that nature. They doing what they want to do. That gives the peaceful parties no alternative but to turn their head and let them do it, or to say we must put a stop to it and go to war. Remember, I told you right here on PSMI. Remember, I shared it with you. Praise the Lamb of God. What does this mean to you as an individual? Hallelujah. Old song, Prophet Dale know it. Get right, church, and let's go on. Hallelujah. That's what it means. It means get right, church, and let's go home. Let's put, praise the Lamb of God, every weight and the sin that so easily beset us, let us lay it aside and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Hallelujah. If there's anything, you can press 1 on your dial right now. Hallelujah. Any prayer requests? Because our granddaughter is about to pray. You still with me, granddaughter?
Yep, and my pastor's on the line.
Your pastor's on the line. Pastor Gail yes. Johnson, good to have you with us today. Praise the Lord. Pastor Gail on the line. New Beginning Church. Hallelujah, my God. Oh, you telling me you went and got your pastor, didn't you? Yeah. I see what you're saying. She got her pastor. Hallelujah, my God. Trishwan, I want you to come on and pray and break the ground for our prophetic flow here. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. And then those of you, if your pastor is on, you can push 1 and introduce them or her or however, praise the Lamb of God, you want to do that. If they're not on, then we will go in our regular flow, praise the Lamb of God, unless the Lord give us some names of pastors to call out and send messages to. Hallelujah. That's the way we're going to do it, praise the Lamb of God. All right. Let's come on, granddaughter. Hallelujah.
Man, hallelujah. God, we come in the name of Jesus. God, just to tell you, thank you for your word, God. God, thank you, hallelujah, for imparting it to us on today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that it has fell on good ground, God. And, oh, God, that our hearts have received from you on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just thank you for Prophet, God. We thank you for all that he has poured out on this day, God. We ask right now, God, that you restore him in the name of Jesus back to everything that he has poured out, God. Restore it back unto him, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we ask right now, God, hallelujah, God, that the atmosphere is set for your word to go forth, God, that the atmosphere is set for the prophetic, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, Father God, everyone that you want to receive a word, God, we know that it has already been ordained to be so in the name of Jesus, God. So Father God, God, we ask right now, God, that your people ready their hearts, God. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, open their ears, God, that they may hear, God. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they may take that word, God, hold on to it and apply it in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that they may recall it back to you in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I ask right now. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that over the airwaves, God, hallelujah, God, that you will send the word out, God, throughout the airwaves, God, to every listener that's listening, God. And God, that your word would cause them to repent, God, that it will cause them to turn back, God, from their wicked ways, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God. That it will cause the backsliders to come back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, that it will cause healing, God. God, that it will cause deliverance to go forth in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We ask right now, God, that you allow your glory to fill this place, God. We ask, God, in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, God, that you will set our feet on the right path, God. Oh, God, then plant it, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you. We praise you, God. God, we give you glory, God, and we ask right now that you would decrease us, God, and increase right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that it will be all of you and none of us, God. God, that will go forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, as your prophet, your mouthpiece, God, speak today, God. God, let it be the words, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, let your people receive it today, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up in this backlash today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we bind up every spirit that comes, God, to try and steal the word from your people, God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, God. We bind the works of the enemy on today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, no weapon formed shall go forth in the name of Jesus. It shall not prosper, God, against your people, God. But, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, we just thank you, hallelujah, for manifestation, God. God, even as your mouthpiece speak your word, God. God, you'll begin to manifest right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, every promise that's meant for today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we shall see it with the natural eye, God. We shall also see in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we come against every naysayer, God. God, we come against every witch and warlock, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you will bind them up in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, God. God, send it back, God, to a dry and barren place, God. Every plot, every assignment, God, that is sent out for your people, God, we send it back in the name of Jesus and let it backfire in the kingdom of Satan today, God, in the name of Jesus, that he shall get no glory, God. But, God, all this is for you and your kingdom building, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, we thank you, Lord, for those that are coming back. God, we thank you for salvation, God, that is reaching the farthest ends of the earth. God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you got your people are coming crying, God. What must I do to be saved, God? Your people are coming looking for healing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, Father God, let the word be spoken, God. God, let it drink, yep. Let them drive, God. Let them draw them into the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, as the atmosphere is set, God, hallelujah, God. God, we just thank you and we praise you, God. God, we give you glory and we give you honor, God. And, oh, God, as the pastors come on the line, God, in the name of Jesus, God, Father God, let them be open to receive what you're saying, God. God, even if it's correction, God, let them be open to receive in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them know that it's for their building, God, in the name of Jesus, God, not to tear them down, God. God, we bind up the spirit of pride today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bind up the spirit
spirit of offense, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, oh, God, that you will build your people back up, God, that you will build your path back up, God, that you would encourage them today, God, in the name of Jesus, to continue to run on, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, to continue to preach the word of God, to continue to preach the uncompromisable word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Put a fire in their mouth, God, and a burning in their belly, that servants may come forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that it may overflow out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. God, we give you glory, God. Hallelujah, God. For you will get the glory, God. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Come on, lift your hands, people. Hallelujah. Just
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Our hands to the Lord. Habits. He inhabits the praise. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh God, oh, we love you. Yes, God. Yeah. Yes. God, we serve. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Whew, what a pull on my side. there, I tell you, my goodness gracious. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl is here. Bertha Pruitt is here. Hi, Bertha.
Hi, Prophet. How are you?
Bless you, Bertha.
Hi, Prophet Andrew.
God, along with these intercessors that's here with us. Praise the Lord. All right. We're going to open our mics now for those of you who praise the Lamb of God. I know Shatwan here has our mother, Pastor Gail Johnson. Our daughter is on the line. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We definitely want to pray with her and for her and the New Beginnings Church. And then the rest of you, push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just push one on your dial, and we're coming down the line towards you. Praise the Lord. For those of you, if you have your pastor on here, we would love to chat. Praise God and introduce them. Hallelujah. Pastor Gail Johnson, won't you come on now? Are you there?
I'm here.
We need Pastor Gail.
She should have pressed one.
Okay. This must be her right here. This must be her right here. Is that you, Pastor Gail, 7630?
No. I'm 4110-630.
Yeah, I got you. I have you. You're here. You're in queue. Praise the Lord. Good to have you, Pastor. Pastor, give us just a minute of your background so everybody will know you.
Wow. I'm a mother and pastor of New Beginning Ministries. I've been there for 13 years. I am Elder Shatwan's mom. I have two other children. I have eight grandchildren. I am an insurance agent, so poverty insurance. I'm also, not only am I in insurance, I am in assurance because the Word of God guarantees us assurance of salvation. The other thing is I am currently back in school again, and I'm finishing a degree in theology.
Wow, praise the Lamb of God. That's a truckload of stuff you got going there, sweetheart, praise God. And we praise God for you. My God, my God.
Hey, man, I need to tell you one other thing. I am on the dean's list.
And you're on the dean's list.
That's
somebody
right.
Just shout hallelujah to Pastor Gail Johnson.
Hallelujah.
She's still riding the tide. On the dean's list, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
Bertha, what you want to share with Pastor?
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Gail?
Yes.
The Lord says that there is a relative of yours, a teenage girl, that you have been praying and this child has been heavy on your heart for years. God says the breakthrough is on the way. Your prayers have not been in vain.
Mm-hmm.
God also says that he wants you to start delegating more because he needs you to do more outside of your church. God is opening up doors for you to go into the hospital because God is fixing to grant you your request, he says the Lord. You want to go into the hospital and lay hands and the dead will rise. God says get ready. Because the anointing is placed in your hands, says the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
God says he needs you to free your time up so that you can walk in what he's called you to do. God says there's some other prayer requests that you have placed before him. God says count it already done in the name of Jesus.
Yes, amen. I receive it.
Amen, amen, amen. Prophet Darrell?
I just want to say this. I heard this song. When y'all called her name, look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he brought me from.
Man.
I heard Miguel, he said, the only thing you have to do is just continue to say, look where he brought me from. But see, a lot of people thought you weren't going to survive and thought you weren't going to make it. And as I stand with Elder Bertha, as I stand in with her, amen, I just touch and agree with you. This is your season. The Lord has already told you. Pack up, it's time to move.
Yeah.
He said, pack up, it's time to move. And he said, this time when you move, it's permanently. It's going to be permanent until you be able to build. So says the Spirit of God.
Amen.
He said, count it all joy.
Yes, God.
He said, count it all joy and know that it is done. Hallelujah. He said, the finances, everything is already in order.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He said, just go forth and drive.
Hallelujah. Glory to you.
Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, you is funny because the Lord told me to tell her, praise the Lamb of God concerning driving. The car that you're driving now, Pastor Gil, going to give that car away. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is going to give you a brand spank new Mercedes-Benz.
Amen.
A brand spank new Mercedes-Benz. And you're going to be able to give that car away. God is speaking blessings over you. The Prophet Dale talked about you moving, and when he said it, I felt again that it was the church move, but then God spoke and said that he is going to give you a brand new home, hallelujah, that's built from the ground. He's going to give you a brand new home also.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You just know what's in store for you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I promise you, your bright days are ahead of you. Hallelujah.
Lord,
your brightest days are ahead of you, and God is speaking blessings. Yes, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he's speaking blessings on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm like Prophet Dale. Everything is fixed. This is a fixed fight for you. All fixed up. Baggaged up. Hallelujah. The order has been sent in, and it's about to be, the paperwork has gone out to be filled. The angel's doing the work. Lamb of God, it's yours. Hallelujah. It's yours. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Just make sure it's got the pastor's suite over in the apostle's suite.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Yes, Lord. And a loss for Prophet Darrell. You know, he will be over. Praise the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Boy, that is so wonderful. I'm thanking. I'm praising God for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right.
Glory.
All right.
Glory.
See, somebody else got their pastor on.
Thank
Which
you, Lord. Yes, I have my pastor on. My pastor's on, Apostle Michael Shakespeare.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
I am on here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You know what,
my God. Yes, sir.
I just want to tell you.
I hear you.
When you begin to get up in the morning, you need to reach way down in the suburbs of your soul and give God a Shabbat. As you begin to give God a Shabbat, that everything that you have requested for the last past 3 years, your request, is going to meet you at your front door. So says the Spirit
Jesus.
Of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God in heaven.
Give him a Shabbat. come, Lord. As you begin to give him a Shabbat. I'm telling you, Apostle, everything that you have requested, everything that you have got written down, hallelujah, that, oh, my God, that's been sitting up on your altar here. God said he's getting ready to show up and show out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, all because you took every blow in this season. He said he's sending out his best workers for you to stand up in your defense here. So said the Spirit of God. And the Lord said, don't you dare worry about this gathering here. But he said the way has already been made. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God said he's already placed on somebody's heart to pay for the whole gathering.
Hallelujah.
And not only that, Apostle, everything is already working out in divine order because the Lord has already been working behind the scenes. Hallelujah. Every time, every tear that you have shed, man of God, every sweat that you have busted up, every time that you went to the hospital, man of God, and began out of your Oshaya, God said, now he's getting ready to restore the strength back unto you. Not only that, he's getting ready to allow Jubilee to set upon your house. And I'm not shaking on the mouth, say God. Hallelujah. And for these textbooks that you're getting ready to present here, so said the Spirit of God, they're going to be in the schools. Hallelujah. So said the Spirit of God. All because the knowledge that you got is fresh off the press. Hallelujah. That God has not deposited in many of his people. But this book, this thing that you're getting ready to do here is going to go into the country. So you prepare to start doing seminars here. So said the Spirit of God.
Yes,
and when you begin to have these seminars, so said the Spirit of God, everything is already worked out in divine order. He said, don't even worry about your, that I'm going to say, God, about your brother, all because he's going to endow him with the Holy Ghost fire.
My God. My God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is that it? All right.
Prophet?
Yes?
Yes, I just hear God says that he wants you in this season to be mindful, to be mindful of your health. Okay, because of where you're going, the enemy has already seen. And he knows, the enemy knows that there is no way of possibly stopping you except through your health. So I just hear God say, be very mindful of your health and eat natural things. I'm just hearing God say, eat more raw things that your body can absorb the nutrients so that you're fighting your count is up to fight infections. I just hear, I don't know if you have a little hackling cough. I don't know. It's a lot of cough. I just hear God, I'm just going to tell you a natural thing for that is to just get you a teaspoon of honey and do that for that cough. Just do the natural things for the cough. No cough syrups or anything. Because God is restoring your body. You talk about long life. He said, but I must restore your body with the natural things. I can't do it with the preserved things anymore. So therefore, you're going to have to watch your diet. Even when you're traveling, God says to watch your diet. Don't try everything, but eat the natural things. And because your body is building up antibodies to fight against other things that he's perfecting in you. So I just said that word, you know, your health is real important and don't ignore not even that slight, that little cough. He said, I don't want you ignoring. He said, because the enemy cannot slip up on you because you already know. And not only that, God had already told you that in the first place. I'm just a confirmation of what he said to you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. You know, I'm going to just have to say it so much. I went to the doctor today and for a follow-up, and he ruled out a whole lot of stuff that he thought was possible that was going on with me. Praise the Lamb. Then we're going to move right on. And one thing he told me that I had a deficiency in was leafy greens. And when you said that about eating the natural raw vegetables and stuff, that really hit home with Dan. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm definitely watching my health. I'm trying my best to be on top of it and trying my best to rest and do all that I can.
Amen.
And talk to my doctor on as much as possible. Yeah,
amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, my granddaughter is one of my doctors. She take care of me. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're in the mix, and I bless you for that word. I really do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Prophet Darrell. My God, what day this is here. A shocking experience even for me. Praise God. Let me see. I'm going to move down here right. Okay, we're coming right down the line. God, I think area code 708 is next. Area code 708.
Yes. Hi, how are you? I'm Pastor Valerie Griffin out of Chicago, a friend of Pastor Darrell.
Man.
He texted me and
told me. How you doing today?
I'm blessing yourself, Apostle.
We are doing quite well. We're blessed and privileged to your voice, Pastor Griffin. Praise the Lamb of God. And we hope to make the acquaintance sometime in the near future.
Praise the Lord in person.
Yeah, praise God. Oh, my goodness. I feel an anointing on your life already, just in your voice.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me see here. Bertha, what you got to say to your sister? Our pastor sister here, Bertha. You got something the Lord saying?
Yes, Pastor Griffin, when you came on and you just spoke, as Papa said, there's an anointing. I felt it. God wants to tell you, hold on. Your help is on the way. There's something specific that you ask God for. God said it's already done. But all he needs you to do is hold on. Because the help you ask for is on the way. All you got to do is just rejoice. He's heard your prayer. He's sending you your answer because he's supposed to reveal something to you, Pastor. He's going to reveal something to you. And it's a warning. Take heed to that warning. Follow the instructions that God gives them to you. Hey, glory to your side. God said you asked. And it has already been done. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Prophet. And of God.
God bless you, Pastor Griffin.
Bless you.
I'm glad you called in because I wanted the apostle to really talk to you.
I know.
Okay, well, then let me tell you then. I was just trying to give you a chance. Hallelujah. Want me to talk to her?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Pastor Griffin, I want to tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord said the lawsuit has already been done. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I don't know nothing about that, praise the Lamb of God, but it's a lawsuit, praise the Lamb of God, that is... it's already been taken care of, the Lamb of God, and the money coming in your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's number one, and that's going to be a nice sum of money, too. I want you to know that. That ain't no dollars. That's a nice lump sum of money coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Also, praise the Lamb of God, I see, praise the Lamb of God, that there is a lot of young people that gravitate to you with
yes.
because you have a mother that mother spirit, that mother anointing. Praise the Lamb of God. And it can get cumbersome sometime because there are so many of them that pull on you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
and you got
yes,
a heart of giving. Praise the Lamb of God. But God is going to give you, Lamb of God, a building that has a playground. Praise the Lamb of God. It looks like a small school God is going to give. It has a playground, like a daycare playground in the back. Praise the Lamb of God with the sandbox and all of that kind of thing. Praise the Lamb of God. I see, praise the Lamb of God, a light right on the corner of this. And I think the Lord put that light there so I could see this white, stone-colored brick that this building is. Praise the
Jesus.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is it like a stone-colored brick? Praise the Lamb of God. It's got a black roof. Hallelujah. It's got a black roof. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is give you this property. Praise the Lamb of God so that you can do that. Oh, my goodness. It's even going to have enough room for you to set up some housing. Praise the Lamb of God for those battered girls and stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Got such a compassion for. And then I see other funds coming in for you also to support that. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to get to oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. Woo-wee. Hallelujah. I hope you like white trimmed and gold because that's the color of the car I see. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
You love gold.
Hallelujah. It looks like a Lincoln or a Cadillac. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I can't emblem, but God is going to bless you. Praise the Lamb of God in a tremendous way that's going to change your life. This is going to change your life and give you that lift you need. You've been in ministry a long time, but you really need a lift right now. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
and
yes,
all of this
yes.
will come fast as you think. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I hope everything is in order with your credentials and things of that nature because God
yes.
is going to bless you. Make sure your books and stuff are in order. The 501c3, that you got everything you need. What God has. Hallelujah. Without a hindrance. In Jesus' name,
prophet
amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Prophet.
Did I talk enough, Prophet Darrell?
Oh, yeah. I thought you was going to keep on going. I'll be waiting for the Mohawk.
There's other people. We got a line of people, Prophet Darrell. Got to help some more people, Prophet Darrell. Pastor Griffin, we hope to meet
yes.
you soon. Hallelujah.
I hope to meet you
praise.
Too. I do want to say to you though, I came in on that word. I love words. I like things that give me that little kick, you know, that little pinch or wiggle, and word gives me that
yeah.
little jump, you know. I get that little something in me when that word go forth, see. And you did that. You done that today. And I want to say to you that you be blessed in that. And Pastor Darrell was talking to you, I kind of listened at the Holy Ghost spit out there. I don't know if Beverly is some kin to you or a friend or somebody to you or if it's Beverly is on the line. But I just heard the Holy Ghost say Beverly, and I heard the song say, I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. My thing today was on that same thing that you were teaching on. I like teaching the word. I get a hype out of teaching the word, you know.
Yeah.
We get back to the basis. We've left the basis. Everybody want to hurry up and get to the resurrection, but they don't feel they have to endure the crucifixion. And I've never known you to be able to work at McDonald's and pick up your paycheck at Burger King. So I get a little confused at these so-called saints today, you know. But I want to commend you on that word. That word was powerful and it was mighty. And I do need for you to tell Beverly, hi, yeah, yeah, to pick up the cross and just start running with it. Oh, that I said. Hallelujah. I'm saying, but we got to suffer, he said, in the flesh. Hallelujah. That's arm in ourselves. Likewise. Come on here, somebody. We're going to go through some things, through some hardship, through some trouble. Hallelujah. But we know the trying of our faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Paul say, we got to have faith without works, because the works is what keep it from dying out, you know. But James said, put your faith to work for you. Hallelujah. Your faith going to be tried. Your faith is tried. But when you step on out there and just trust God and believe him, that's when the faith works for you. Hallelujah.
Amen,
they were talking
amen.
About your health, Apostle. Don't worry about your health. See, what folks don't know is you're a man that puts God first in all that you say and do. You'll put God before you drink a glass of water, because you don't know if a Negro done rimmed the glass up with something. Come on here, somebody.
You're right. Now you're showing the God.
You're a man of God that will not. You won't even drink out of a pop can. It's not your nature to do this. It wasn't even operated in your mama's house floor that you drank out of a pop can. What people don't know is when we tell people that we have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, we are the righteousness of God. If they go into Revelation say, I took your name out the Lamb Book of Life, prophet, because I remember your obedience unto me that you held out.
Hallelujah.
Even though the storm came, you hung on in there. And so I'm going to keep your name in there. Hallelujah. So when we have my mom say, when that old Leviathan spirit comes up out the water, hallelujah, when it comes up and raise up his ugly head, God got the switchblade there already to cut it off. Hallelujah. Nothing and nobody is going to be able to do anything to you through food, through otherwise. Every thought, plot, plan, idea, suggestion that they're even trying to get together. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost said, tell you that the portals have been shut.
Wow.
Hallelujah. It's been shut.
Jesus. You
understand what I'm saying? It's all because I don't care how many years you've been in, the folk wasn't ready for you. They didn't know how to handle you. Hallelujah. See, we think about the prophets that have gone on before us. Hallelujah. They wasn't ready for some of them. It was just some of them had jobs that had to be manifest in that time and in that season. Hallelujah. But
my
I need
Jesus.
You to know now that God has begun to raise you up and cause you to flourish across the land, that means he opened up the passageway. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When Corinthians 10 and 13 said that he had prepared a way of escape, you know, the saints love to grab that scripture. What kind of a way of escape? Escape was a place where they kept the big ship in between the mountains so the storms couldn't battle them back and forth about. That wasn't no place to don't get out of. That was a place to get into, the place of escape, so that the storm wouldn't do nothing to the cargo before it got from Canaan to Jerusalem or something. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. God got your escape through so you can get in there. Well, can't nothing harm. You can't get to it. Yeah. Anyway, you be blessed, prophet, and I do hope we meet soon.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to have to listen to the archives myself to pull all that out. Angel just walked in there. Say hi, Angel.
Hi.
You know, everybody love Angel. Praise the Lord. All right, we're going to try to get a few more in. Praise the Lord. We got about 10 minutes here. Air code 31303.
Hello?
Janelle?
Hi.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You got some kids in the background.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can.
Oh, good. I'm glad you can. I couldn't tell at first.
You doing all right?
Oh, yes. I am doing very well. Very well.
Wonderful. Good to hear your voice today. Praise the Lamb of God. We only got a little time here. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, you want to speak to your sister?
Hi, Janelle.
Hi.
How are you, Janelle?
Oh, good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Are you doing what the Lord told you, Janelle?
Yes.
Okay. Because the Lord didn't give me a word, but I just wanted to ask and reassure that you were doing what God has instructed you to do. Because
yes.
I cannot tell you any more than I've already told you that it's imperative that you do what he told you to do.
Okay.
Okay. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you.
Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell.
I just want to tell Janelle that I heard the Lord say, step out on the water. Launch out into the deep. Don't you allow no naysayer. Don't you allow nobody to distract you from taking your eyes off Jesus. Don't let nothing and nobody distract you to move you out of your comfort zone with the Lord. Amen.
My God.
Amen.
That you just really want to set straight, but God said if you will hold your peace, he will fight your battle.
Mm-hmm.
He will fight your battle. Hold on just a little while longer. And when you feel that you can't hold on no more, do what Clay Evans said, reach beyond the break. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And hold
Hallelujah.
On. You got to be like Jacob and wrestle with that thing till your hip get thrown out of joint. And God has already done what he said he was going to do.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So you got to put your feet to the pavement and get the moving for God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My God, my God. My God. Janelle, I know that Prophet Darrell is on point because of what you have shared with me. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to say to you that comfort zone in God, where God has you right now, stay there. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Continue to seek the face of God. Hallelujah. Until the Lord's will is clear to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
My friend, you sing a song, I'm going to stand still until his will is clear. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Stand still until his will is clear. And the launching out into the deep has to do more so with your job, praise the Lamb of God, and what have you, and the naysayers and all of that mouth and stuff that goes on. There's a lot of chatter and shit in the job and, praise the Lamb of God, at other places. But all of this is because they have nothing on you. When people don't have nothing on you, they start manufacturing stuff. Just running their mouth. They just running their mouth. But they have nothing on you. Just stand still and see the salvation of God. Hallelujah. And you're going to come out, praise God, with a greater promotion than your last one was. Just watch what God do in this. Hallelujah. In the name that's above every name, and I won't take it back, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless daughter.
Glory to God. Thank you. Bless you guys.
You are so welcome. Praise the Lamb of God. Sylvia, is this you?
It is. It's me.
Sylvia, you're supposed to be with your daughter. What are you doing?
I am, Prophet, but I just had to call in and say, because they haven't even done the surgery yet. The doctor is running behind, but the doctor came in and asked, could he play with us before he did the surgery?
Amen.
You said you want to ask?
No, the doctor came in and asked, could he pray with us before he did the surgery?
Oh, my God. Now, that's a flip on the strip, isn't it? The doctor asked you, can he pray with you? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Before you all go to surgery. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, we're going to pray with you right now, too. Father in heaven, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for your daughter, Father. Hallelujah. Your children. Hallelujah. God, we love you. We reverence your holiness. And we thank you, Father, that you hear us always. Oh, God, that you are very present help in the time of trouble. That your name is Jehovah Rapha, and there is nothing that you can't do. You are the healer. Hallelujah. You are the deliverance. And so, Father, we ask you to look on daughter, and we pray, Father, that as the doctor's hands stretch, your hands stretch to guide the doctor's hands. Rectify this condition. Restore her back to her mother's bosom safe. And, Father, we're going to give you praise. We're going to give you honor, and we're going to give you glory. We're going to say, I did it in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And amen. Praise the Lamb of God. If I got a word for you, can give it to her now.
I want to tell you this. I heard this song as possible, friend. I got a victory. V-I-C-T-O-I. You keep that song. You keep humming that song, and I guarantee you it is already done that you are coming, that your daughter going to come out with the victory.
Jesus, yes, thank you, Lord. Victory. Thank you, Lord.
Victory. Victory, victory, victory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Be blessed.
Thank you.
Erico 614, your mic high.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Y'all caught me off guard. I wasn't.
Sick. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. I didn't know if you was on today. Praise God, but we're glad you are. All right, praise the Lamb of God. Daughter, what's my daughter? Bertha, come on here.
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
Lily.
Hi, Lily.
Hi, Prophetess Bertha.
Lily, God says all is well. Stop crying. Stop worrying about it. Stop giving any thought to what people are saying about you or how people are treating you. God said all is well. You walk according to the will of God. Keep doing what God has told you to do. Jealousy has come upon you because of the blessings that are overtaking you. But God says all is well because he has blocked your enemy. Says the Lord.
Yes. Do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir. You know what? I just heard that it's an old song. I said, I've gone through the fire and I've been through the flood. I've been broken into pieces. See lightning flashing from above. But through it all,
I remember
that he loved me and he cared. And he cared.
Yes, Lord.
Then I can bear. You hold on to that. You hold on to that,
Lord.
One. You hold on to that one, Lily. Even when the demons start coming, the Lord said, he said he'll never put more on me than I can bear. And he already fought the battle. You already won. If you say now and flip now around and say won, you already won.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lily, I want to just say this to you, that the Lord speaks restoration. God said he's going to restore to you some of the things that's gone, that he's going to give it back to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when he spoke that, I see that as within you. Praise the Lamb of God. Number one is your joy. Praise the Lamb of God. Your peace. And your excitement, praise the Lamb of God,
yes.
Hallelujah, about things God. God said he's going to do a restoring work in you, praise the Lamb of God, as well as he's going to give you back some of the things that have been manipulated, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That is, Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, more money coming into your hands, praise the Lamb of God. Just hold your hands out, extend them to the east, baby. You're one of the people that never have to worry about money. All you got to do is extend your hands to the Lord and say, Father, fill them. Watch what happened to you in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless you today. We're out of time, people. It is exactly, praise the Lamb of God, 2 o'clock, and we have to go. I hate to go, but we must go. Praise the Lamb of God. It's been a wonderful show, wonderful teaching. Praise the Lamb of God, wonderful interact. Thank God for all of you all that came on, Pastor Gail, Pastor Griffin. Praise the Lamb of God, Pastor Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. And to my grandchildren and all intercessors, everybody, God bless you all for being here with us today. You know Prophet loves you. I'm excited about your future. I'll see you on the page tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm brand new. Those days are over.